Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Roger.
And to you as well.
He is the greatest free speech martyr of our time. A man who will live in infamy for his incredible sacrifices, for the persecution that he has endured.
Yeah, we need some swelling organ music in the background. Don't we?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like Tim's working on that now.
This man is the gravest free speech martyr of our time.
Wow.
And this is going to change everything in America, say 42 judges who signed a letter of outrage. He's not Charlie Kirk. Who cares about him? No, he's James Comey.
A living martyr.
A living martyr. Yes. Weird.
Look that one up.
Yeah, look that one up. I don't know if that's a thing. But it is, according to the 42 judges, that this is really big on the left right now, just wrote a protest letter saying that poor James Comey is being prosecuted and persecuted for the crime of free speech.
Wow.
And I wonder, are they talking about the part where he encouraged the murder of Trump? 8647. That's anyway. They don't mention that part.
Yeah, we don't say what speech it is.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, we should all be able to call for the murder of the president, right? Wait, no. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. Let's start again. 42 judges, federal judges, all Democrats, have signed a letter saying that actually Comey is the free speech martyr, and he is being prosecuted for the crime of criticizing his president. They call this, let me just read this.
Yeah,
for the first time in American history, which according to Democrats, by the way, and Democrat judges, American history begins in January of 2025, just to be clear.
Okay.
For the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens to disagree with their president and their government and to express their views and opinions on any matter they wish, including their president, is under unprecedented attack by the president of the United States.
Wow. Unprecedented.
And they are saying the charges against Comey must be dropped and that this DOJ should not be weaponized against him. His only crime is criticizing Donald Trump.
An innocent beachcomber.
Right. Yeah. Just looking for the murder of that thing.
Yeah.
There. Okay. Well, what's so dangerous about this, Lee, is that they are once again referring to the Donald Trump presidency as dictatorship, which pushes these leftists, some of whom are so misinformed, they're literally scared. They think they're watching free speech crumble before their eyes.
Mm,
wow. Right?
Yeah.
What they don't mention is, you know, when Comey was doing this criticism of the president and that resulted in these charges, where was he exactly?
Good.
They kind of don't mention it.
Good
they
question.
Say he should have his free speech. See, his problem is he was under oath before Congress. That's his problem.
Whoops.
Yeah. And when you lie under oath, that's a felony.
Yeah, yeah. We used to call it perjury.
Yeah, it's called perjury. And Comey knows that because he prosecuted Mike Flynn for it. His FBI, starting with his investigation, he was relieved of his duties, but prosecuted Roger Stone for it. So he's really familiar with the idea that there kind of isn't really free speech under oath. There's just the truth. And Comey lied under oath. Comey is not just charged. And by the way, I've been pointing this out. The mainstream media has been ignoring the second charge. They're pretending there is not a second charge. That charge is obstruction. Because members of Congress requested from Comey all of the Russia collusion documents, all of the information. He kind of left out the part where he was briefed in writing by the CIA and told there was no Russia collusion, there was no Russia hacking, and there was no Russian interference. There also weren't any Russian bots. Mm. All of that was Hillary and the federal contractors that she sent to fake the hackings of the elections boards. Yeah. And we've learned all of that in recent weeks. Thankfully, nobody, because nobody set fire to the burn bag with Comey's server in it. That's See, Comey right. thought that that was burned, but it wasn't. So these judges are kind of leaving those things out. But this is incredibly dangerous, Roger, because there are left-wing thugs, 10,000 of them, who are members of the John Brown Gun Society, and they are actively training across 49 states.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For war with guns. And they get a badge, an ID badge that has a hammer and a sickle on it.
Wow.
And, yeah.
And in the name of...
And these people think they're fighting a dictatorship.
Yeah, there you go. An insurrection, an armed insurrection.
So these judges are acting when they write, for the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens disagree with their president and their government and express their views and opinions. Is under unprecedented attack. They write that, again, as if history began in January of 2025.
Yeah.
In the face of evidence to the other, you want to know what that evidence is? This is crazy. Democrats running around, including fake Tapper on CNN, saying that this atrocity against the free speech martyr, James Comey, who strangely is not dead yet, and the other free speech martyr, Jimmy Kimmel, the greatest free speech martyr of all time.
Wow.
Ignores evidence right before our eyes, like that Trump just got a judgment this week, $23 million payouts.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Right, from YouTube.
YouTube and Google. Yeah.
For censoring him on behalf of the government. Weird. Really, really weird. Like an actual court settlement, which followed the $20-plus million court settlements from Facebook and X. For the government censorship of Trump, you know, where they allowed the FBI a backdoor so Democrats just go in and delete your account if they didn't like what you were saying. I'll give you an example. When a investigative journalist with Real Clear Politics by the name of his last name's Perry, I'm blanking on his first name right now, he had begun to document Adam Schiff's crimes and the leaking he was doing, which we now know is real. We've gotten that information the last 6 weeks out of the burn bags. Schiff panicked, did not like that. So he just called his friend, Elvis Chan at the FBI, said, hey, I'm going to need to delete his ex account. He's saying true things about my crimes. And the FBI said, oh, cool. Well, yeah, that's what we do all day here at the FBI. We erase Democrat crime. Yeah, sure, we're right on that. And they deleted his account.
Of course. All right. Who needs a burn bag?
Right. So let's review what these 42 judges who've signed this letter declaring Comey the greatest free speech martyr of all time and completely ignoring Charlie Kirk. For the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens disagree with their president and their government to express their views and opinions is under unprecedented attack. Again, this is what is going to, these are kind of lies, going to make these guys pick up guns because they think they're fighting a dictatorship when actually they were living under one, under Joe Biden. Roger, I'll never forget. I went to Moe's.
Oh, yeah.
I love Moe's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to Moe's one Friday before recording the Battleground America podcast. And it was the week that Elon Musk had bought X.
Oh, yeah.
And I, so I left and I went to Moe's. I came back. I had 1,700 new followers in 40 minutes. Why? Yeah. He had lifted the restrictions, the right. algorithms. By the end of the night, like by the time it was like dark out, I had more than 5,000 new followers because there was no White House or Elvis Chan or FBI blocking me. And I was like, oh, this is what I should have had all those years. I wonder how much money out of my pocket that is. How much bigger Battleground America would be. How much bigger this show would be. That was stolen from me. I know what that's like to have that boot on my neck. I know what it's like. James Comey will never know what that's like.
And the censorship that they later copped to, they admitted.
No, they admitted all of it.
Sure.
They're paying out judgments to Trump this week.
Yep.
By the way, he's not keeping the money. He's donating it to help the country because that's all he does.
Yeah, the other settlement's going to go to fund the library. No taxpayer money involved.
So, again, this free speech martyr stuff, as outrageous as it is, as Orwellian as it is. Remember, I started the show this morning. The greatest command of the party was to ignore the evidence before your eyes.
Yeah.
This idea that we are now in the gravest free speech environment ever, which is an absolute crock, is dangerous. Because these 10,000 John Brown Gun Society folks who are training right now, they believe this stuff. They think that they are fighting a dictatorship when they were the dictatorship.
The cause and the marching order.
So, yeah. And look, it's not just me. I mean, it's like RFK, right? He had his account taken.
Yeah.
He was censored. That's
right, he was.
He's a member of the Trump administration. He's a victim just like Trump is. I mean, when Elvis Chan decreed and the FBI decreed that Trump wasn't to have a Facebook account or an X account anymore, they just took it. Democrats have never experienced anything like that, Roger. But these left-wingers don't know it, and that's what's so dangerous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.